So I could say much from the Book of Habakkuk. But you know, what really came out to me is this simple fact. God shows up. And we need to remember that God is going to show up in our lives. And we have sort of used our experience, whatever it is that we have to go on, whatever we have experienced in our lives, as a frame of reference to create sort of a God box and make assumptions about God. And the truth is, and if there's one thing that I learned this year, God will not live in a box. And everything that I conceived of him, well, I shouldn't say everything, but so many of the things, so many of the assumptions that I had made about God got blown to bits this year. God is bigger than we know. We don't have a reference for him. There is no context. He is beyond us in every conceivable way, and then an infinite number of ways that we know nothing of. God will show up. And our little timelines and disappointments with God, when I read things like what I read in Habakkuk today, it just makes me ill. It makes me ill that I've behaved that way in the past. It makes me ill to think that I can ever sit in judgment of God for what he does or doesn't do. It is our responsibility to obey, to serve one another, to love, and to be content. But if you want a glimpse, poetically at least, at the best words that can be made to summarize how God shows up, let me just reread you 6 verses or 7 verses from Habakkuk. I've heard all about you, Lord. I'm filled with awe by your amazing works. In this time of our deep need, help us again as you did in years gone by, and in your anger, remember your mercy. And then God shows up like this. I see God moving across the deserts from Edom, the Holy One coming from Mount Paran. His brilliant splendor fills the heavens. The earth is filled with his praise. His coming is as brilliant as the sunrise. Rays of light flash from his hands, where his awesome power is hidden. Pestilence marches before him, plague follows close behind. When he stops, the earth shakes. When he looks, the nations tremble. He shatters the everlasting mountains and levels the eternal hills. He is the Eternal One. Okay, that's our Father, and there is nothing and no one who can thwart his purposes other than what he allows. God will show up in every circumstance. It may not be the way we wrote it out in storybook fashion, and it may not be the outcome we would have selected. But if there's one thing that I have learned from my life, obeying God, regardless of what my senses tell me, has been the greatest adventure of my life. And I have ended up in a better place than I would have planned in the first place. So it is our obligation to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. And in his glorious, terrible power, he will show up. And when he does, it will be awesome and epic. And I believe in the coming year, we are going to witness some epic things. I believe that 2009 is a year of release. Finally letting go. of things that just are dead weight. And a year of completion. The coming to fruition of long dreams. A year of completion in the kingdom. So hold up. God will show up.